In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the parable that Jesus recounts today ought to give us reason to stop and think about our own spiritual life, the life of our soul, the interior life. Of course, Jesus is not talking about the proper etiquette for attending weddings and other big parties. Rather, he's talking about the conscious or unconscious decisions we all make about our relationship with God. We are human beings. We are the only material creatures that God made able to be his friends. We are capable of God, as Saint Augustine says. Of all the earthly species, we are the only ones that can lift our minds and souls to communicate with God. He has reached out to us, sending his invitation through his only Son, who gave us even easier means to communicate with the Father, very easy means, in the Mass and all the sacraments. Even if we lack the words to talk with him and to express our love for God, these words are spoken for us in the liturgy of the Church, and God's grace are given to us. In fact, there is a dinner that is given for us by Jesus himself, the sacrificial meal that we know as the holy sacrifice of the Mass, offered in honor of our Heavenly Father in heaven. Our Lord hosts this dinner, and he does it at great personal expense. He literally had to die in order for us to have it. It is his sacrificial offering made on our behalf to his Father so that sins may be forgiven. This sacrifice was made once for all of us on the cross at Golgotha, but we are invited to renew it together with Jesus Christ through the ministry of his priests. At Holy Mass, bread and wine are changed in their substances to become the true body and blood of Jesus Christ. We are invited to partake of this body and blood, thereby joining him in the sacrifice offered to the Father and receiving the abundance of his graces in return. We are offered this gift, and this gift is more precious than any other in the world, and it is offered every day. Unfortunately, our response is similar to that of the guest in this gospel parable. Most of us seem to have an excuse most of the time. We have to admit, though, that sometimes the excuses are reasonable. Some of us must be at work to earn a living. Some must care for their children or relatives who are dependent on them. And also distance may be a factor as well. But in the absence of such excusing causes, it really would make sense to take up our Lord's invitation on a regular, even daily, basis. There is nothing more important than our eternal salvation. The parable goes on to say that when the wedding party was finally filled with guests, the king came in and found one who had refused to dress properly for the occasion. It was particularly insulting since it was a custom for the host to furnish the guest with the proper attire. The man simply would not make use of something that was provided freely to him. And this is a real danger as we come to the wedding feast, but we refuse to do what St. Paul tells us today when he says we must put on the new man. One claims to be Catholic, but it is externally. And one refuses to make the internal conversion that is so necessary. My conclusion is very practical. Get involved. Many souls become lukewarm or even icy or indifferent or very aloof with our Lord because they do not feel connected to church community. There are many ways to be connected to community here. Daily Mass, Friday night adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, daily rosary in church, Holy Name Society, Altar and Rosary Society, Confraternity of Christian Mothers, Sursum Corda for young adults, American Heritage Girls, Troop of St. George, and many parish events. The more connected we are to our church community, that is, to the body of Christ, the more we will remain on the side of the faith, of the interior life, in good shape. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.